are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name's Ben Caspick, and on this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 to 20 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. Coming up on today's show, we're not actually going to do our Giants mailbag. I did, once again, forget to put the prompt out there, but we'll do that on Monday, unless anything crazy happens over the weekend. So look out for the prompt. I will put it up and we'll do a mailbag Monday. But for today, we're just going to continue this exercise of running through the MLB Trade Rumors top 50 free agents list. Last week, we looked at all the pitchers on the list. This week, we're looking at hitters, and we're going to continue to look at hitters and talk about which are fits for the Giants and which are not. Before we jump back into it, a little bit about me. I've been a contributor for the baseball analysis sites Beyond the Box Score and Fangraphs as a Rotographs contributor. I started a Giants podcast called Covecast in 2015 and then started hosting Locked On Giants prior to the 2019 season. And we're coming up on 400 episodes, so thank you so much. I've enjoyed every single one. But we're going to jump back into this MLB Trade Rumors Top 50 Free Agents list. It's been a lot of fun. We're all the way at number 32 total. We're skipping pitchers for now because we did them last week. So the number 32 free agent per MLB Trade Rumors is Yadier Molina, predicted to go to the Cardinals for 1 year, $10 million. I think that's a pretty solid prediction going back to St. Louis. And the Giants are going to possibly be looking for a veteran catcher to pair with Buster Posey, so that they don't have to necessarily rely on Joey Bart if he needs more time in the minors and or really struggles again in the major leagues. However, I just don't think that's where Yadier Molina is at this point in his career still. He's 38 years old, yet I can see him having enough interest that somebody's going to sign him to be an everyday guy. I just can't see him taking a deal with the Giants to be second fiddle to Buster Posey and possibly third fiddle with Joey Bart coming. So, you know, quality player, great leader, a guy any team would want on their team, but to me, just not a fit for the Giants. The number 34 player on this list is Jurickson Profar, predicted to go to the Tigers for 1 year and $7 million. Profar has a lot of things going for him, and you could make a case that he is a fit for the Giants. The one thing that I don't think he has going for him is that he's a switch hitter, right? And the issue is that he's better from the right side, significantly better from the right side. What he has going for him is that he's 27 years old, won't turn 28 until February. He plays infield and outfield, so he's a versatile player in his 20s. We're checking boxes here for what the Giants like. However, the one thing again that he really has going against him is that he's better from the right side. I mean, honestly, when I look a little closer at the numbers, they're kind of weird. Like in his career, he's actually been better from the left side. So I don't know that I realized that, but he kind of changed as a player and started to play full time. He was like a failed prospect for a while in Texas, and then he finally had a good year, went to the A's. Now he's been with the Padres. We saw him with the Padres this season. He was kind of a dynamic player. But in the last 3 years, 2018, 19, and 20, he's had about 1,000 plate appearances against right-handed pitching and been 4% below average. So basically about an average player. His best attribute, though, from the left side is power. He has a nice 202 isolated power, which is slugging minus batting average. So definitely a power threat, does not strike out a lot, but an interesting line, 226 average, 311 on base, 428 slugging versus righties since 2018. Versus lefties, he's been 13% above average However, the power is diminished. The isolated power slugging minus batting average is just 165, but the overall line is 285 average, 353 on base, and 450 slugging. Again, not striking out much at all. So actually, the closer I look at Jurickson and Profar, the more I think that this may just be a guy the Giants want to have on their team. And the fact that he's 27 years old right now, I could see them giving him a multi-year deal a la Wilmer Flores. So I don't know exactly where he would play, but he is a versatile player, so it would give them options. And clearly, that has been a priority ever since Farhan Zaidi took over. So as I look closer at the positions that he's played some first base each of the last 3 years. He's played second base each of the last 3 years. And really, he's actually played first base every year since 2016, second base every year since 2016. Hasn't played third base in a couple years, but he used to. Hasn't played shortstop in a couple years, but he used to. He's played left field each of the last several years. He played some center this year and some right. So as far as I can tell, he's actually a good defensive outfielder. Very good. Not a great shortstop, not a great third baseman, not a great second baseman. So the fact that he can play these positions, I don't know if that means that he should. It looks to me like he's more of an outfielder and probably a corner outfielder. So again, it's kind of a stretch in terms of the precise fit here, but there's enough to kind of look at, and he's got enough going for him that I could see this being a fit, even if it's not necessarily the most smack you in the face obvious one. All right, that Jurickson Profar took up a lot of our time unexpectedly to me. See, sometimes we're learning on the show as we go here. I'm always open-minded to having my opinion changed. I hadn't really looked that closely, I guess, at Profar. But the more I look at it, I think that there's the potential that he could improve against right-handed pitching. He's got so much power against righties that if he can just somehow find his way on base, similar to how he does against lefties, he could actually be better against right-handed pitching. So I'm intrigued, and I definitely think because of his age, he will be a possibility for the Giants. Coming up next, we'll continue to move through this list, hopefully get to more than two players in the second half of the show. All right, as promised, here in the second half of the show, we'll continue to look at the hitters on the MLB Trade Rumors Top 50 Free Agents list. Coming up on Monday, we're going to do a mailbag. So look out on Twitter for the prompt, at Ben Caspick. You can reply there, and I'll consider your question for Monday's show. Later next week, we're going to be talking all about the non-tender deadline, which is on Wednesday. This is a huge day for the Giants and a huge day in baseball. So we'll devote a lot of attention to that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and you're not going to want to miss that. So hit that subscribe button and come back next week. But for now, we'll just continue talking about the hitters on this list. And coming in at number 37 is Cesar Hernandez, predicted to go to the Diamondbacks for 1 year and $6 million. Someone mentioned Cesar Hernandez in an earlier mailbag, so I talked about him then. And my opinion kind of has stayed the same, which is that this is a very safe and boring player to me. But he's consistent. I mean, this guy has hovered around league average pretty much every year since 2015. Year after year after year, consistently playing close to every day. I mean, in 2018 and 19, he played 161 games. He played 58 games this year. So he shows up, he comes to work, and he plays. He's a switch-hitting second baseman. And if memory serves, the reason I kind of said I didn't necessarily see the fit here is that he's not versatile. He's just a second baseman. And in fact, he hasn't played another position since he played four innings at shortstop in 2017. So a pure second baseman, and not necessarily a great one either defensively. I think he's all right, just kind of glancing through some of these defensive metrics. But as a switch hitter, let's look at if he has any notable platoon splits. Career against right-handed pitching, league average. Career against left-handed pitching, 4% below average. So no notable platoon splits. I think that's kind of what my problem was with him. You'd rather have a guy like Tommy La Stella, who's going to just kill right-handed pitching but really struggle against left-handed pitching, I think the Giants would prefer that versus someone who's just mediocre against both. I think they're going to go for the upside play, which is kind of what Tommy La Stella, for example, would represent. D.D. Gregorius, similar. I think he's going to do damage against righties. Cesar Hernandez is who you sign if you just need to plug in a guy to play every single day at second base and not have to worry about getting really poor production, but also you don't get to be excited about really great production. So that's not really what I see the Giants needing right now at second base, and therefore I don't think this is the best fit. Next on the list, number 38, Carlos Santana, predicted to go to the Brewers for 1 year and $6 million. At first glance, this looks like a real potential bargain. And I think it's a great call saying Brewers, because they have a need at the position and they're the type of team who's going to bank on an upside play like Carlos Santana. The thing about Santana is that he really struggled this season. He hit 199, didn't hit for a lot of power, but he's such a great on-base guy despite hitting 199 in terms of the average. He had a 349 on-base percentage. So he ended up having an almost league average season. Not going to provide much defensive or base running value, although he's not the worst base runner. He's pretty much a DH at this point. I'll have to see if he even plays the field. He used to be a catcher, but that's long in the past. Yeah, he plays some first base. He played first base pretty much every day this year, it looks like. He's even played third base as recently as 2018. So upon looking at this, I'm not sure he even played a game at DH this year. Yeah, no, he did not. He was just the everyday first baseman in Cleveland. So I take it back. He's actually, glancing through these numbers, looks like a pretty good defensive first baseman. He's 34 years old, will turn 35 in April. I like this player. I like what he represents. He's kind of like a Brandon Belt of the world, but doesn't strike out as much. Not that Belt strikes out that much, but great walk rate. Sees a lot of pitches. Coming off a year prior to 2020 where he hit 34 home runs with a 397 on base percentage. So this guy was just a star. I mean, borderline star in 2019. And I mean, my goodness, he hasn't played less than 143 games since 2011, except obviously this year when he played in all 60. So this is a durable player who has a career 366 on base percentage and has power. I really like this player. And at 1 year, $6 million. I would try to bring this guy onto my team even if he didn't fit. So the thing about Santana, and I should have maybe led with this, is that the only way he makes any sense for the Giants is if there is a DH in the National League. And I know he's played first base, like he didn't even play DH this year, but the Giants have Brandon Belt. And so what are they going to do if they have two first basemen? So if there's a DH, I would like the Giants. If all he's going to take is 1 year, $6 million, they should try to be all over that. But just to hold to my promise of trying to get to more than two players, it's time to move on to... Oh, no, you know what? As I scroll through, that's the end of the hitters on the list. So I tried, but that's actually the end of the list. At some point, I want to look through the relievers, but congratulations, we made it through pitchers and hitters on the MLB Trade Rumors Top 50 Free Agents list. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to check me out on Twitter at Ben Kaspic, KASPICK, and we'll have that mailbag for you on Monday. Unless, of course, something with the Giants happens over the weekend. Again, non-tender deadline stuff next week. That's a huge, important milestone this offseason, so please come back for that. If you enjoyed this show, please consider rating it or leaving a review in the Apple Podcast Store. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.